Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend. JohnHarrison.com, is that right, John?
AspireFA.com.
That's it, AspireFA.com. And I just wanted to be wrong one time today, John. That'll be the only time I'll be wrong today, so I need to get that out of my system.
It'll be a unique feeling, yeah.
AspireFA.com, folks, and they can find your book there, Making Mammon Serve You. Also, your outstanding novel, Fighting Back, by John F. Harrison. We're talking about the SECURE Act, right, John? Tell us more about how this is going to affect us. One of the things it's affecting, let me do a real quick tour. Reminder of what we just talked about, and then I want you to talk about the inheritance thing. Folks, this was heavily, the new law that was just passed is going to heavily affect IRAs. It's going to extend by 2 years the years you can contribute to your IRA. It's going to allow you to put off your required distributions when you turn 70 to 70, as long as 72, you can contribute to your IRAs as long as you are working, except for 2019, if you turn 70 and a half. That's what we just talked about, John. What about the inheritance thing? That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, they eliminated what we call the stretch IRA. And I've actually talked about the stretch IRA on your show because it was a great and powerful thing. It enabled an older IRA owner to leave an IRA to a young beneficiary, and that beneficiary could stretch the distributions out over their life expectancy. And because required minimum distributions for a young person are so small, the IRA would typically continue to grow during that person's lifetime, and it was a way to multiply wealth across a generation. So grandpa could leave an IRA to granddaughter or grandson, and they could just take tiny distributions out and stretch it over their whole lifetime. It was a great thing. Well, that's been completely eliminated, and now if you inherit an IRA from someone who is not your spouse or your parent and you're a minor child, then you have 10 years to get that fully distributed. So
you have to divide it up by 10 and distribute it, right?
Yeah. So it's that's a big loss, but it pretty much doesn't affect average Jack and Jill who are inheriting small accounts. But for people who had that rich Uncle Harry who's going to leave them a big chunk of money in an IRA, that's a loss. Mm-hmm. But on the plus
side, they didn't take the money. They didn't say you had to do it all in 1 year. I hate to act like thanks for nothing, but at least they gave us 10 years. I say us. Yeah. I'm not going to inherit one of them, but at least it gave people 10 years.
Yeah. Probably the biggest thing they did that I think is good is maybe not so huge in dollar terms, but it's a good incentive, and it has to do with the tax credits for small businesses putting in retirement plans. A recent study, 2018, by Northwestern Mutual Company, discovered that one-third of working-age Americans participate in an employer-provided retirement plan at all. One in five Americans have no retirement savings. Right. And of those who are close to retirement age, one in three have less than $25,000 saved.
Wow.
So that's a bit of a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're doing is they're increasing, number one, the tax credit that a small business can get for installing a retirement plan like a 401k. The credit had been capped at $1,000, now it can be up to $5,000. And just as importantly, they are giving an additional credit if you sign up to give your employees auto enrollment. They think that really does help get
how much tax credit they get
participate in the plan. For the auto enrollment, it's $500 for three consecutive years
per employee,
and it's a tax credit. It's for the business, not
$500
not for employee.
$500 period.
In addition to
that's
setup.
Lunch money, John.
So
that's lunch money.
It's 3 years, and it's a credit, not a deduction.
Okay, $1,500.
So if you're a small business with, you know, three employees, mm-hmm. and you previously hadn't had a retirement plan, one, you get a credit for installing it, and two, you get the additional credit for having the auto enrollment, and that one runs for 3 years.
If you took advantage of both of them, you had the program and you did the auto enrollment, what would be the total deduction tax credit?
Depending on what you got for that first credit, it could be $6,500. And that's a credit, not a deduction. There's a huge difference.
$6,500 total?
As much as $6,500.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And that would help with the administration, right? The administration costs.
Exactly, because one of the things that keeps small businesses from sometimes setting these up is the installation fees are so high, it's cost prohibitive. So my feeling is for any business that is small enough to feel that the setup fees for a retirement plan are cost prohibitive, then the credit is going to feel like more than lunch money for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're an established business and the cost of putting in, let's say, a $3,500 401k installation is not an issue for you,
right.
Then yeah, for that business.
But I will tell you, John, if you've got the ability to put one of these plans in place, $500 credit is not gonna motivate you. It's gonna be like, oh well, thanks a lot for lunch money, but it's not gonna motivate you to do it for $500.
The $500 is not the motivation to put the plan in. That's the plan installation credit, which can be up to $5,000.
Right.
The $500.
If they did 500 per employee,
motivation for auto enrollment.
They did 500 employee per auto enrollment, that'd be a different story. That's what it should be.
That would be nice.
Quick break, right back with John Harrison. More to come. He's very smart, isn't he?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.